All right, Coach, you're ready to head to Casper for a couple of days. The kids playing with some great basketball right now, Coach, with Concordia JV's win last week, Central Wyoming College. A couple of nice wins last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, those were two quality teams, and I thought we came out and executed our game plan for the most part. You know, all four quarters of each game, and everybody's played well. We got a deep enough team that anybody can step up on any given night, and we've had multiple players step up last week, and hopefully that continues. We'll get some. Keeping people healthy this week going into this weekend, so it was good wins for us as we prepare for two quality teams.
I know you gave kudos to your sophomore guards, especially defensively in that last game.
Yeah, really. I mean, they came out. And we knew they would shoot the ball well, and they figured they were going to play a zone. That's what they did to us last year. And last year we was early in the season. I think third game we just hadn't put a whole lot in on the zone. They played mostly man all the games that they had this year, and played zone against us, and so that disrupted a little bit things offensively. And so we had to make some plays on the defensive end. Just to help, be able to set up early offense for us. And I thought, our sophomore guards and JoJo had the bulk of it on Saturday against that number five that, she went, made 4 of 8 for 3 in the first half. And JoJo was on her probably most of the game. And we had Carol and a couple others on her. And those, being able to take away a shooter, get her out of rhythm after having such a good first half. I mean, it shows where our defense has come from. I think that first week of games, it's just been really picked up, and everybody's kind of bought into what we're doing.
Still not quite 100%. Hopefully sometime soon, but not quite everybody a full team just yet, is it?
No, we've got a lot of bodies, but, still working on some injuries that we had, just day-to-day stuff, and it just doesn't feel like we've gotten everybody back, and gotten into rhythm, and we have 14 right now still, and it's been hit or miss, whether or not everybody's there, this last couple of weeks. Peyton's still probably at least a couple of weeks out, so getting her some rest this week. She's back to some practice stuff. Hopefully this coming week we'll get her into a little bit more, and we'll just keep progressing and see where she's at. And Brian's having surgery on Monday, and we'll see how that takes, and see where she's at after we do that and she starts getting into rehab. But hopefully we'll get her back sometime in the spring, and kind of see where she's at after that. But anyway, we're getting there. We got a bulk of our group back, and it's just staying consistent with that side of things. But I like with where we're at. A lot of the young freshmen have had to play a little bit more and get that experience, and we're going to need that as we get deeper into the year and just having those game time experiences and those opportunities. You can't get anything more than can't get anything better than game time experience as you continue to grow as a player.
If I looked right, Coach, Western Wyoming 5-3 in the early going, so they got a winning record so far.
Yeah, I mean, that 5-3 probably doesn't even do the justice as to the type of team they are. They're just well coached, and they're scoring like 70-something points a game. They went down to Florida. They've traveled a lot. They flew to Arizona. They flew to Florida, played Florida Southwestern, which was ranked 18th in the country at the time, and beat them on their home court. this is they're ranked. They were ranked 25th last week. Rankings came out. They lost a overtime game to Williston State, who's I think 7-1, 8-1 right now. So another really good team, and so dropped out of the rankings due to that loss. But I mean, they're really good. We have to stay on top of things and be able to execute offensively. Defensively, they'll switch things up. They've played a 2-3 zone. They've zone pressed. They've man pressed. Last year they won 3-1. A lot against us, and so it's something we're just gonna have to kind of have everything in the back of our pockets, ready to go, depending on what they do, and make adjustments when we can, and then we have to they have really good guards and quick, anywhere from 5'7" to 5'9", but really really quick guards that can get places and make plays, and So we have to limit our turnovers against them and be able to execute on the offensive end to be successful.
And then the Casper team, boy, you lost a heartbreaker, rallied from a big deficit and lost by a point in the first matchup.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely was a tough one for us, and we got off to a slow start, and hopefully we fix those things going into this week. You know, preparation for these two teams will be a little bit different as we go, as they're two different teams, two really solid teams, but Casper's a team that's, you know, they got some length and athleticism, and we got to keep them off the offensive glass, and you know, defend like we did for three quarters against them versus just that first quarter where we weren't ready to go.
And you're crossing your fingers, Mother Nature doesn't snow you in, and I don't think they're supposed to get as much snow up there, but you never know. And when you go to Wyoming, do you?
No, you never know. I mean, I was talking to their head coach yesterday or this morning, and he was saying that, you know, they're expecting dusting. And, you know, dusting in Wyoming could mean, you know, a couple inches. So, no, we're hoping that the weather stays all right. And I think it's not supposed to hit till later Saturday. So, hopefully we'll get through the two games. No problem. Shouldn't be a problem driving up there Thursday and then, being ready to go for Friday and Saturday. And then, you know, just like any trip, you take the safe and slow route back and get everybody home.